Hello, this is the National Finance Committee call for Tuesday, August 16th. This is Marnie Tattersall, acting pro tem chair for just a little while, and Casey McFaul is our treasurer. Excuse me, did I say treasurer? I meant secretary. I am so sorry. And we have an agenda that probably wants to be discussed and moved around. What's the will of people to... I did send about 15 minutes ago the most recent revision, which incorporated Lonnie and Jane's ideas. I don't know if anyone's at a computer and got it or not. What's the will of the group?
Well, did you do the roll call?
I'm so sorry. Okay, roll call, please. Casey, take
care. Okay. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Rudy Bediaco. Jane Gatewood.
Here, present.
Patty Heffley.
Yeah.
Casey McFaul is here. Mark Roberts.
Here.
Arnie Tattersall.
Here.
Sandy Weinman. LeVarne Williams.
Present.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Did someone just join?
Patty Heffley.
Thank you.
Patty Heffley just joined.
One, eight. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We have eight. That's quorum.
Okay, so should we try to get into approval of the agenda, or do you want to just deal with the results of the chair, and then whoever's the new chair can take it over? What's the will of the group?
Are you ready, Casey?
Well, as far as the results for the chair, there were several people who sent me email messages saying that ballots were coming by overnight mail. Mail isn't here yet.
Yeah, same here. I sent mine overnight also.
Yeah. And mail hasn't arrived yet. As I was driving up, I saw them like three blocks away, so it may come in the middle, but I'm not sure.
So we should just go on.
Okay, so we have an agenda, as I mentioned, and I did send out the most recent tweaks. Does anybody have it? Would you like me to read it off? Would people like to start talking about where they might like to change or drop things? I'll gladly read what I have.
Why don't you do that?
All right. So we're going to postpone the chair business until Casey gets her mail. Excuse absences. Maybe it's a little premature at the moment. Then we have approval of minutes. And then there's, I believe, the motion that we're currently working on is the 06 budget process status guidelines and due dates. And there are potentially three items within that. I don't know if you need me to read them. Let's try, but I won't read them for now. Then there's a director's inspection update. Then discuss status and update of working groups and schedules. That would be item 7. And we're talking about the intercompany transfer and related group led by LeVarne, the special national fundraising group led by Lonnie, and then in case there's any other working group that we've forgotten about. Then number 8, review proposed preliminary national budget in detail. 9, a board directive states policy must be created to clarify who owns surpluses and reserves. 10, I thought we should schedule the next meeting. And then 11, we could adjourn to an executive session to discuss some of the items mentioned. We're talking about a time-sensitive status of affidavits regarding Plug and Payola, notification of severance and related commitments, which must be in the 05 forecast and 06 budget at the national office, and any other executive session items, and then we might adjourn.
Can I ask a question, Marnie? I didn't catch the very first part of it. The motion that we were working on at the adjournment of the last meeting, is that, where is that in this agenda?
That was the very next thing after excusing absences and minutes.
Okay. And then the thing that I had sent around is, you know, the more we've been working on it and the more I've looked at this, the more it's clear that some of the confusion and difficulty is around the way surpluses and reserves are booked. Would that go in the 06 budget discussion? And is what we're talking about here, I just saw James' email, and another one is the idea that we would hold a separate meeting for that?
Well, that was about the national office that she was thinking to do a separate...
I see, okay.
But so I would have thought that your general discussion about surpluses and reflecting them or not in cash and capital, I think is what you were after, could maybe just be in the general motion that the general motion we've been working on, the subject, 06 budget process,
okay.
Guidelines, due dates.
Fine with me.
Okay. Any changes to what I suggest?
Excuse me, this is Jane.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Number 8, isn't that the one that Lonnie was requesting that we schedule for later?
Right.
Yeah, that's my point.
Right. So I did have in the full agenda that I printed and circulated to everybody that, you know, we might want to set a special meeting to discuss it ASAP, or some people may feel that they want to talk about it right now. I don't know.
So just maybe just leave it on the agenda, and when we get to it, we can discuss whether we want to plan a separate meeting.
Yeah. What it is, Casey, is number 8 in the second revision, which is review the proposed preliminary
national
budget. Indeed.
Thank you.
Any other changes? I guess we haven't really talked about changes at all at the moment. Okay, well then let's proceed. Hearing no further changes, is it okay to do excusing absences, or would you like to wait till a little later when people can, maybe a few people will join late?
Did somebody else come on?
I joined, Baruti.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
Hey, Marnie, I had a question about the agenda.
Yes, sir.
When do we discuss the June budget numbers? I don't see that.
Didn't we do that last time? I thought we spent a lot of time on that last time. Am I spacing?
Yes.
We did?
No, yes, she's spacing.
Oh, dear.
And actually, on that point, we are supposed to be getting quarterly reports, and the last one we got was March or April, so I thought we were going to be getting that, too, but I guess I don't know what the status of that is, given the computer problems that we got a message about.
Yeah, I can see that when we get to it.
I'm hoping that we could maybe talk about the June budget in at the same time that we talk about the proposed FY06 budget at a separate meeting. So would anybody be averse to sticking it in to the agenda with the FY06 discussion in terms of whether we get a meeting to cover that?
Yeah, I would support that. I think that has to be a separate meeting, especially the budgets aren't ready for most stations right now.
Well, we've gotten the June numbers.
No, I'm talking about FY06.
Oh, okay.
I was suggesting that the June numbers could be discussed outside of this meeting also.
Whatever people want to do is fine by me.
I know this is a jam-packed agenda, and some things are going to have to fall off, and some people are going to have to choose what they think are the most critical things we need to deal with. I know that I'm very concerned about what the 06 budget process status guidelines and due dates are.
All right, well, I mean, maybe we can just, I mean, I do think at some point we need to, you know, do that, but I mean, we don't have to necessarily do it today, but we do need to look at the June numbers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would support maybe meeting in a week, look at the June numbers in conjunction with the FY06 budgets, which I'm hopeful will be made ready. At least I'll have something preliminary given where the stations are at that point. And I think that meeting does deserve a meeting because it includes, you can't look at FY06 without sort of knowing where we will end up this fiscal. So they do sort of go together.
Okay, so do we have unanimous consent that we will do June 05 actuals at our next meeting along with more detailed... Lonnie, your suggestion is all the budgets from all the stations will be looked at, or
Yeah,
is this
I
the
think
national? Can
I
we just look at the
we
national?
Need to at least see exactly where the stations are in their budgeting. If some of them have finished their budgets, great. Others may still be in process. But we should have a look next week, I think, and see how all that is coming together. I will have a preliminary report. And next week, I think, too, that I can take that June budget with the quarterly reports and include some of the other data that we had talked about. So it's a nice package for me, because right now, stations aren't ready. And at June financials, we haven't discussed it, but some of the extra reports of that quarterly report entailed, I don't have ready. So I'm thinking, all in all, next week sounds better.
Can we have a unanimous consent to discuss June 05 actuals and forecast and the Station 06 preliminary budgets next week so that we move it off today's agenda?
That's June 05 forecast and what else?
And the 06 preliminary budgets from the stations.
Okay.
No, from national office, I thought.
I thought we said that national office we would deal with when we got to number 8, if and when we got to number 8. But anybody else got ideas?
I'd like you to go over the agenda just before we start.
Okay, is that true?
Yeah, this is...
I do have one other issue on this, Marnie. I just printed out the agenda. I'm sorry, Teresa, were you finished?
I just want us to go over the agenda one more time before we...
Okay. Dave, maybe if you can make your clarify, then we'll try this agenda again.
Yeah, and number 9 says a board directive states that policy must be created to clarify who owns surpluses and reserves. What board directive is that?
It was an item from Lonnie. I'll let Lonnie speak to that.
Yeah, in that board meeting in New York, there were several, most of 5 finance motions that were passed. One of them was that there would be a board policy on surpluses and reserves. And what I thought was that this committee should at least begin a discussion on that and perhaps propose a policy for the board to review.
Yeah, except that the motion was really not about the question of who owns them. It was really about an accumulation policy. So it's a distinct question, and I think the agenda item that suggests that we were discussing, we were saying, what's the policy on developing reserves and surpluses?
Yeah.
So I think that should be specified, not that what we were saying is I think you raised the question about who owns the reserve.
I will bring it up, but here I'm reading from it now, from that motion. It says, the NFC recommends that policies be developed during the accumulation and use of station reserves for purposes other than operating expenses, including but not limited to reserves for capital projects, equipment purchase, and severance obligations. So that's quite a mouthful.
Yeah, and I can see how it might imply the question of use, but as far as I understood it and construed it, that was about stations reserves. So I think it should be clear that that's the board directive, and it's not about who owns it.
My intent is to come away with some discussion and a clear policy on how decisions on the use of those reserves is to be formulated by whom, but it includes more than reserves. It includes capital projects, equipment purchases, and severance obligations. That's quite a bit.
Okay.
So do you think, Dave, that your concerns that you brought up about the surplus would also fit nicely into that number 9 item? And I'll change the word. Instead of own, I'll say accumulation.
Yeah, no, I don't think it does,
okay.
Because it's really more about how there's a difference between your policy on accumulation and then how you're going to reflect those, you know, whatever you do in the budget. And I think that goes more in the 06 budget discussion.
Right. So then, for Teresa, we'll take it from the top. We're unable at the moment to announce the results of the chair election, so I'm carrying on as pro tem because Casey's expecting overnight pouches any minute now.
If I may, I'm not there to count them, so I think you're stuck till the end of the meeting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Does she have anybody else there? I have staff, but
do you trust her goldfish?
I'll tell him that's what you called him.
Perhaps another person in the station there could come in.
I'm not at the station. I'm at my office.
Oh, okay. Another maybe. Well, we can figure out if they come, we can guide them.
Right.
Decide.
Okay. So we'll just sort of table it to the end, and if they come in, we'll deal with it then. So then we were going to excuse absences, and at the moment, from what I can tell, the only person missing is Sandy, and he said he would join us late. He hoped. Do we need to excuse Sandy for the moment?
Don't think so.
Okay. Then we have approval of minutes. Then, Teresa, just to go through the list, we're number five is the fiscal year 06 budget process, status, guidelines, and due dates. There are four items under it. A, motion by Adelson that the CFO and the National Office may make recommendations to the PNB and the LSBs regarding budgets, but do not have authority to make changes to the budget without board approval. B, need to clarify who has final authority on financial matters, including budgets. NFC recommendation should be made to the board. This was a suggestion that came in from Lonnie. C, review the 06 budget schedule, restatus, and understanding of deadlines. D, the accounting for cash surpluses, which is Dave's concept. And then six would be a director's inspection brief update. Seven, discuss status and update of working groups and schedules. A is the intercompany transfers and related, which is LaVarne's group. B is special national fundraising, which is Lonnie's group. And for C, I put other, but I'm not sure that there are any other groups at the moment. Eight is review, eight was review the proposed preliminary national budget, we agree that when we get to it, we'll see if we want to deal with it or if we want to put it to next week. That's what I recall we said. Then number nine was this business about a board directive from New York. States policy must be created to clarify the accumulation and use of surpluses and reserves. Then we should schedule our next meeting, and then we should be able to adjourn to executive session to discuss time-sensitive status of affidavits regarding plug and payola and compliance and results. And B, notification of severance and related commitments at the national office, which must be in the 05 forecast and 06 budget. C, any other executive session items. And number 12 is adjourned. That's what we have for the moment. Is that agenda okay by unanimous consent?
Marty, I move that we approve the agenda.
All right.
Second.
Okay.
Those seconds aren't required.
Okay, great. So approval of the minutes is next. Does anybody have any changes? I thought that Casey's done an excellent job of the minutes. Just one little thing I'll mention. Casey is in the version that I have. You've got Sandy in attendance, and then you've got absent Sandy. I believe we just need to cross out absent Sandy.
Those have already been corrected and sent around.
Okay. Any other changes to the minutes, or can we approve them as they've been circulated and uploaded to the National Finance Committee site?
This is Jane. I move that we approve them.
Do I hear a second?
We don't need them in committee.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Then we'll get on with the fiscal year 06 budget process, status, guidelines, due dates, and we're dealing with Dave's motion.
Oh, but before we need to ask if there's any objection to adoption.
Ooh.
We don't need a second, but you do need a vote.
All right.
Yeah, I have an objection. I'll speak against it.
To the approval of the minutes?
Oh, no. No, I thought we were on something else.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nothing no, ahead. I'm sorry.
It's been a long day, I'm sure, and probably even back east. Okay, so the minutes of August 2nd have been approved. And now we're on item, which on the agenda was item number five, and it's Dave's motion. So, Dave, would you care to take it away?
Well, I think it's sort of self-explanatory, but just in case, I'll remotivate it. The issue was the question, Lania talked about the fact of budgets coming in after LSB approving them and him working on them. And in the course of the discussion, you know, it became clear that there was a question about the authority to make changes to budgets once they've been approved. To remind, the bylaws describe the process whereby the LSBs approve a budget, the National Finance Committee reviews it and makes recommendations to the National Board as to adoption, and the National Board adopts it. There's no role described in the bylaws for the CFO in the altering of that budget. My understanding, or what I think should be the process, is that the CFO is part of the discussion with the managers as the managers develop their budget, but ultimately, once the board has approved it, if there can be changes made by the staff after that fact, it leaves open the question, what's the meaning of board approval of budgets anyway? And last year, there was a question about, you know, changes that got made to budgets. So just to be clear and unambiguous, I think we should specify that any changes that need to be made have to be made with board approval, and that the you know, the CFO or the managers can make recommendations, but if they make changes, those have to be board approved. And it's most important to me that the budget that gets approved by the LSB actually gets presented, rather than it gets altered and then proposed to the board for adoption. So if the CFO has a recommendation of change, it should be presented as an alternative budget rather than as the budget that is up for board adoption, unless our committee, you know, makes a proposal of a change. But so anyhow, I think beyond that, the motion's self-explanatory.
Could you read the motion?
I actually don't have the text. Marnie read it, and it was perfectly framed.
What I have is motion by Adelson that the CFO and the National Office may make recommendations to the PNB and the LSBs regarding budgets, but do not have authority to make changes to the budget without board approval. Is there discussion now that Dave has spelled it out and talked about it?
I think it needs to specify PNB and or LSB. I mean, I think that saying board is a little bit ambiguous in that.
May I respond?
And if there's a stack, please tell me, and I'll...
Lonnie,
yeah. I'd like to speak.
Okay, we got Dave, we had Jane, and then...
Lonnie.
Okay, anyone else at the moment? Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
I agree. It was going to be complicated to describe all the ins and outs of the order. For example, you know, so let's take the concrete case where the LSBs approve their budgets and it goes to the National Office for preparation into a consolidated budget, but then gets reviewed by the NFC and approved by the National Board. And I actually am not clear in my own mind whether, you know, any changes to the LSB budget are something that the LSB should then have to go back and approve. Instinctively, I think it should. I'm open to whatever people think is reasonable on that point. But I put board approval, it was sort of explicitly vague at the time. Hello?
Bonnie, you're next.
I'm ready. Well, I think this is a poor motion, and that it will create all kinds of problems for this network. Now, the issue at hand, it looks like to me, is a straw issue. Does the CFO, the National Office, or the PNB, or the LSB, for that matter, change budgets after board approval? Well, the answer is they don't. So it's not an issue that is a problem. The implication is sort of that the CFO, or the National Office, changes budgets after the LSB has approved them, or after the board has approved them. That is not true from where I sit. Second issue here that's a straw issue to me is whether or not that even the PNB can change an LSB board approved budget. That is a serious issue in any organization. The third issue is the assumption that the LSBs have total control over the finances and budget of this network, and that it cannot be changed without that LSB's approval. So there's some serious, serious issues that underlie this motion. Let me just speak to some of the ones that I think have legal implications. First of all, let's do the CFO. The board has delegated to the CFO the ability to change these budgets and to fashion the budgets and review them and make recommendations. And that is involved in the motions passed by the board relating to the finances of the network. The one that's most paramount is that each of the budgets, whether whoever's done them, the LSBs or the general managers or even the PMB itself, must be balanced. And balance means is related to primarily the one-month proviso. The implication is clear. An LSB budget cannot and should not be approved if it isn't balanced. Now, that question of whether an LSB having total control over the budget can present a deficit budget, obviously the board would not agree that that is appropriate. So I think there's too many issues here that really underlie the motion. Now, my solution is that the PNB, who delegates all authority in this network, has to review the job description of the CFO. And if the PNB in that discussion decides that the LSBs have total control on a budget process in this network, I will be happy. But right now, I don't think that's wise to do. It creates what needs to happen is a clarification in our bylaws of the authority around these issues. Now, I hear Dave arguing, well, the LSBs have the authority. Well, there are lots of other ways and other authorities that would want to step up and say, well, maybe that's, you don't have 100% authority to decide. What if the LSB decides to put a huge sum of money in the budget for themselves and no one dare object? What if the LSBs were to take out essential components of a normal budget, like setting aside enough money for elections, setting aside enough money for salaries, or start to say or dictate who should be hired at a station? And then you can't change that budget just because the LSB approved it? That does not make financial sense, and no organization does that. Now, the solution around changes, I think, which is reasonable how most people do it, is once a budget, and we did it this way, it's not like it's new. Now, once an LSB budget is presented, the PNB can review that budget, just as we did with WBAI, and send it back and say, this budget is not acceptable for whatever the reasons might be. And that is an open discussion. It was an open discussion. We had it that way. I think that's appropriate, right, and the democratic way to do it. Because it's a network, not individual LSBs, who should be, the network ought to make the decisions about what's best for the network, not an LSB just looking at what's good for the LSB. So those are some serious issues underlying some of the other motions that are before this committee. Now, what to do? My view would be to table this, because there are some other serious issues that underlie this, and I brought them up over and over again. But I said, who does have the right and the last word on how this membership's money is spent? And candidates are coming out of the woodwork. Oh, it's the LSBs. No, it's the GMs who have the accountability. Now, the last thing I'll say is, if it is the case that the board says that the LSBs have the last word on how membership's money is spent, then that means that the LSBs have control over the resources of this network, and that legally means, hey, you can't even do that legally. Boards can't delegate essential functions to any subunit. But if it were to do it, it will create havoc. And, you know, it's the old issue. Well, if you want to have control of the surplus and the cash, you have to also be reliable for the debt. So now you have LSBs who would control, or how are they going to be held accountable for the sequela of their decisions? That's authority, responsibility. So suppose they make a bad decision. Who will then be responsible? Well, that's why you have a general manager and a board. The LSBs don't have the authority to act. They're giving them the authority to act without real strict guidelines on what they can and cannot do. It's not wise. Anyway,
Barney, Teresa Stack, please.
Okay. Yeah, and Dave also.
And look,
and Mark. Can we let everybody who hasn't spoken before we go around again?
I have no objection to waiting until after others who haven't spoken.
And did I hear somebody join? Did Sandy maybe join us? No. Okay. So if Lonnie's through, I've got Teresa, Mark, and then Dave.
Okay, well, as the motion was read, the CFO and National Office may make recommendations to the PNB and LSBs to make changes to the budget, but do not have the authority to change the budget. I don't see that that puts all of the power in the hands of the LSBs. I thought the LSBs presented the budgets to the PNB, and then the PNB approved the total budget. So, Lonnie, I'm confused about your argument correct me, Dave, are you seeing that this gives all the power to the LSBs?
I think you stated it perfectly clearly.
Okay.
Teresa, are you through? Shall we put Mark next?
Yes, I'm finished.
All right, Mark.
Okay, I'm a little concerned about this motion also. Although I do understand, and Lonnie, you had mentioned that changes aren't made after the board adopts the budget. But what happened at the, you know, last year, in fact, is that there were changes, it appears, subsequent to adoption, particularly with respect to salary increases that were not in the original budgets that were approved. So could you comment on whether that occurred or not? Because that's what I'm seeing in my local budget, that there were alterations made after the LSB approved the budget. There were salary increases made without the approval or knowledge of that LSB. So I think that is the whole, that is part of what has led us to this motion. I think there's a second part I'll address next, but could you address that first part?
The issue of whether or not the PNB itself can make changes to the budget is what was on the table. The PNB was told about the budget changes. The board chair approved those budget changes in writing.
Patty on the stack.
And they were put in before this committee, both verbally and in writing. We've gone through this before. And right now, folks are not remembering, but in the last finance committee, I read from the document where this committee and the board were in fact informed of exactly what was going on in terms of changes in the budget. Now, the proviso was that those changes were not going to affect the bottom line in terms of the one-month proviso, which is the major operating budget directive that this board has created. And so that had to be maintained and was. So the issue on the table is, who does have the right to change budgets? Answer, the PNB. And clarifying the process about how that goes, yes, there needs to be work on that. And that's what we should be doing.
Okay. All right. The second concern that I had about the motion is just the wording of it. I think it's confusing. It says that the CFO and the national office, which I don't understand. I mean, the CFO is either part of the national office, or are we saying the CFO and the ED? I mean, the only position here that's mentioned is the CFO, not the executive director, and I find that odd. But it says the CFO and the national office may make recommendations regarding budgets. It doesn't say regarding budgets that have been approved without making changes. This says they may make recommendations regarding budgets. That means budgets at any stage of the process, but do not have authority to make changes to the budget without board approval. So this says that the CFO and the national office, without the approval of the board of the PNB, can't do anything with the budget, because it doesn't say approved. It just says budgets. So that would mean during the planning stages, every step along the way, focus would go to the LSBs and then to the PNB, presumably, to do whatever they wanted to with the budget without any sort of opportunity to do anything other than make recommendations from the executive director or the CFO. And I just think that's crazy. And I am concerned that if the LSBs are told that all authority rests with you, which in a way this suggests, because again, Dave described changes in a post-approval, but that's not what the motion says. So I'm concerned about that. If you remember last year, BAI's LSB was not able to approve their budget. So what did we do? We gave them 2 weeks to try to do it. They weren't able to do it. And in that time, the National Finance Committee then recommended to the board that we go ahead and do one instead of the LSB without WBII's LSB's approval. And that's what we did. And if we were instead to say that the BAI, for example, LSB, let's say, and I hate to mention them, but it's just that that's what happened, we're not able to reach agreement this year, where we then have to wait and you know, go through that whole process. Or if another station's LSB were to approve a budget which did not fit national guidelines, there's got to be opportunity here to say, wait a minute, there's a problem. I think this motion does suggest the PNB might have some of that, but I also think there's probably a role for our chief financial officer and executive director in that process, and I wouldn't want to see them locked out of it. So I don't know the purpose for this motion, other than the concern that after the budget is approved by the board and all this stuff has taken place, that should be the budget for the year. I do agree with that.
And am I next, Marnie?
Then we had Patty, because she hadn't spoken yet, and then Dave, okay?
Okay.
All right. You know, I think the issue here is that there does seem to be, I think Teresa explained it very clearly what the order of the approval of this process is, and what I'm trying to see is there's that I think in the KPFK something happened with it. They came in and changed the budget without, you know, like after the LSB had done something. But, you know, the fact is the New York local station board last year did agree on a budget, and people overrode it to decide on this other budget that now we're in the hole. So this, and the fact that these, you know, bonuses, I mean, I just hear confusion because also that these bonuses were given and these pay raises and all this junk, and we still had the 1 month proviso. Well, where's that? Because, I mean, BAI is way in the hole, so it does not hold true to that. We were also given this I don't know where the chair of the board has the right to approve monies that are not budgeted by themselves. I think we don't have an executive committee like that. I thought we wiped that out when we rewrote the bylaws, that we wouldn't have an executive committee that could do these kind of things without board approval. So, so I'm concerned that, well, if the, you know, I'm concerned that it should be the LSBs. Of course, if they're renegade and, you know, not balancing their budget, of course, what do you balance it against if you decide you need $4 million and then you make everything happen to make it balance to $4 million, but it's you know, irresponsible? I mean, does that get approved? That's what happened to us last year. So I think we really need to, you know, take to heart the new democratic process of this foundation, where the listeners and staff elected people, and that the local station boards do have powers, and that that just someone can't come along and decide differently about the money. And I think that's what this motion, whether it needs a little tweaking or whatever, you know, mentioning the ED or something, might be worth mentioning. But I think the point is that, you know, we had two changes to our budget last year. The national board approved the budget, and we, you know, our HR director money was taken out, and bonuses and pay raises were given. And just none of this ever saw this until after the fact, when we received a letter on March 4th that this had taken place. That is not proper process. So I think that's what we're talking about, is having a process where, you know, people just can't go make these decisions, and what these decisions are based on was erroneous as well last time. So if the motion needs a little tweaking, but whatever it was that Teresa said, I couldn't say it better, that's what we need to do, and we need to respect these local station boards. That's all.
Lottie on the staff.
Okay, Dave, and then Lonnie.
And then Teresa.
Yeah, so I take Mark's objections to heart, but I don't feel that they're directed at the fundamental purpose of this. I think we can solve those problems in the motion. First, the description of the raises or things was not at least what motivated me to put this motion forward. In other words, for me, this motion is not meant to address the phenomenon of violations of budgets, of approved budgets. That is, we say we're going to spend this much, you know, we say we're going to spend this much on mailing costs, for example, in national office. The approved budget says zero, $100,000 is spent. Or any of the other spending outside of approved budgets. To me, that's a different matter, a different set of policies. This motion, I put it forth as a reaction to the statement by Lonnie on one of the calls that he gets the LSB motion, the LSB budgets, and makes changes as necessary prior to them being forwarded. Maybe I misconstrued that? Okay. But that was what I heard.
Oh.
And so what I wanted to clarify, and the purpose of the motion is to ensure that once, and so I think Mark's first objection, the idea that the CFO can't be involved at any process, is a fair one, and so we could change the language to say once a budget has been approved by an LSB, it may not be altered prior to presentation to the PNB for adoption. The point of this is, if the CFO or our committee, for that matter, the National Finance Committee, or anybody else, wants to recommend that a different budget be adopted, that has to be proposed as an alternative rather than changes being made after the LSB has already approved that budget and then presenting it to the PNB as if an LSB had approved it. From my point of view, the PNB does have the ultimate authority, it has the financial responsibility, all the rest, to adopt a budget that is responsible, that's fiscally responsible for the network. So it's not an attempt, and I don't think anywhere in the language of it is the suggestion that the LSB budget, once approved, can't be touched by the PNB. What I'm saying is, the numbers that an LSB approved, I don't want them changed before it's presented to the PNB. Any changes should be presented as a proposed alteration, and that can be proposed by the CFO or by our committee or by anyone else for that matter. Lastly, the same goes after the PNB adopts a budget. In other words, during the middle of the year, that adopted budget, no numbers should change. That's different than there may be times when spending is either below or above approved budgets. Different policy entirely. Those numbers don't change, is my concern. So when we look at what was approved, we don't find mid-year that, well, that got adjusted because you said so-and-so. Last point. When Lonnie talks about the one-month reserve as the overriding thing driving budget formulation, to me, it's problematic if it says, oh, well, I overspent here, and so I couldn't make my one-month reserve without cutting there, therefore I cut there. Because that was the situation in the national office budget. We said, oh, the HR director was taken out because we couldn't do that and make our one-month reserve. Well, we could when we approved that budget, so there was spending somewhere else. As far as I'm concerned, that's a real problem. The idea that essentially any spending pattern is acceptable if it comes up with a 1 month reserve isn't a goer. But that's not relevant to this motion. This motion, the intent is, after an LSB approves it, that gets presented to the PNB. There may be other recommendations. After the PNB adopts it, that's the budget. And at no time, and I take Mark's point about distinguishing between the CFO and the national office. I think we can solve that by saying foundations, replacing the CFO or the national office by saying foundation staff or management. And I think I can wordsmith this once I've stopped talking, so that the idea will be once the station LSB has approved the budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to its presentation of the LSB-approved budget to the PNB for adoption, and then a parallel construction after it's been adopted by the PNB. Sorry to be so wordy.
I'd like to get on the stack, Marnie.
All right, so I had Lonnie next, and then we'll put Mark.
And Jane. Can you hear me?
And then Jane. Jane, did you speak sooner, and I didn't hear your voice?
No, I did not.
Okay, so
Teresa.
Lonnie, Mark, Jane.
Hello?
And Teresa.
Well, I'll go after Jane. I know Jane.
And can you put Baruti on the stack, too, please?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go after the people who haven't spoken, you know.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Mark. So, Lonnie?
Well, let me speak to what I recall how this came up. It came up, at least from my point of view, about 3 weeks ago. That is, when a general manager starts to prepare budgets, we talk together about that budget. That is before it goes to the LSB, not after.
That's fine.
You're about a situation after. There's been no approved budget by any LSB to this point. None. And that happens every year. So I am in discussions with the general managers around their operating budget and about what kinds of decisions they think those budgets are going to need in order to be balanced. Now, in the case of Kay, I got a budget from their general manager that had $85,000 in new spending in it. It was a budget that was not balanced, a budget that had a deficit. And she asked me, what do I do? Because she said, I've got LSB members that have strong feelings about putting expenses in that budget that they themselves want for themselves.
Are those the words that were used, Lonnie?
Well, it was $12,000 new expenses for the LSB.
Lonnie, did our general manager, I want to know, did somebody say our board is putting money in the budget for things they want for themselves?
Let me finish my statement.
Did somebody say that?
Let me finish my statement. Now, we're talking about what prompted this motion, which to me is aimed at me, so I'm going to speak to it in terms of how it occurred from my point of view. Now, I looked at those expenses. I said, well, this is an LSB that is putting money in the budget for itself to do activities, or the LSB members may or may not have an interest in. I need to know more about it. And I need to understand those expenses, especially when you've got a budget that's out of it's a deficit budget right now. I talked to the general manager about it, and I said, well, what can you tell me? And her response is, well, you know, that's the budget that the LSB is working on. It's not a budget that's been passed by the LSB. Not a budget, I'm sure. I'm thinking that maybe the LSB, who some members know about it, some don't. So that's the pre-process. It's not a budget that's approved by anybody, not certainly by the LSB. So that process, I think, is a fair process. It's the process of looking at, from the general managers, the operating expenses, and what they are looking at in order to come away with a balanced budget, or certainly one to present to the LSB. Now, out of that, the confusion arises, and I hear that the CFO has cut a budget that the LSB has approved. Well, obviously that's not true. No budget has been approved by the LSB, period. So yes, then the general manager has to make a decision. Does she hear what a person not involved, what my recommendations would be, or whether she goes back to the LSB and says, you ought to look at this twice, or she simply says, look, I think we ought to look at those expenses and make this budget balance. That is going to happen with every budget prior to going to the LSB. And that issue ultimately comes down to, well, who's presenting to whom the budget? The part of the process some stations have is the general manager is presenting a budget to the LSB. But is it the case that the LSB is presenting a budget to the general manager? So that those processes we on this committee have to get clear about and be clear on how we're doing it. Do we want a general guideline rule on this or do we not? Now, my assumption, and what I've been working on, is that as the general manager talks to me, someone who's experienced in the budgeting process, and by the way, who helps them a great deal in getting these budgets together, because KPFK did not have a business manager for many months, and not someone who could do that budget. So who's presenting to whom the budget? We have to make some sort of decision. Now, that's my understanding of how that's perfectly okay to do. Perfectly okay to comment on the budget, just like any LSB member might comment on a budget that has not yet been approved. That's okay from where I sit. And if the LSB passes the budget, I will feel free to comment in this committee and at the PNB on what I think may or may not be appropriate expenses, even though they might be in a balanced budget, because I think it sets a precedent. Who is watching the LSB if the LSB stacks a lot of expenses in the in the budget for themselves. Someone has to step up and say, I'm not sure that's appropriate. Anyway, that's my point of view.
Can I get on the stack, Marnie?
I'd like to be on the stack, too, please.
Okay, so I've got Jane, Teresa, Baruti, Mark, then it was Casey, but someone else's voice came first.
Dave, but I'll go after people who haven't spoken.
All right, so Casey, then Dave. So, Jane?
Before I make my comment, I'd like to ask, if we can refine this motion of Dave to a point where we can have consensus, when will the... I think that this needs to go to the PMB for consideration. Is that correct? And when would
yep.
that be?
Yep. That would be at the phone meeting at the end of this month, the 20-somethings. I don't have the date in front of me.
A week or maybe two?
I can get you the exact thing in just a moment.
I think it may be. I mean,
August 29th, Monday.
29th.
Okay, I think that we really do need something along these lines, and I appreciate the differentiation that Dave pointed to about spending outside of the budget versus the budget itself. I think that we definitely need clarification, so I really appreciate the motion as it stands, and I think that either tonight or in a working group after this meeting, I think we can come up with language that we're all in agreement on, because there is confusion at every level, and I agree with most of what I've heard Lonnie say, ostensibly to against the motion, but basically I think it's just be refinements to the way that we word it. I would be happy if we could package it together with a statement about spending outside of the budget. As I mentioned in my email to everybody, we do have some local concerns about the raises that was approved outside of what the LSB approved budget was for salaries, and so I think that it would really help the clarification aspect if we could package those together, even though they are two separate issues. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Teresa.
Hi. I think this does have some merit. It's worth discussing. But I think that some of us are trying to work with some sort of consistent process for the budgets to be approved. And at one point I wrote, once the budget has been approved by the LSB, it may not be altered prior to presentation to the PNB for adoption. I can agree with that. The question is, once the budget starts, does it start with the general manager? Does it start with the local station board's finance committee? Does it start with both of them working together? Once it's presented to the LSB, what if there's a difference of opinion? What if there's someone on the LSB or the finance committee that has a heavy interest in the concept of the folio, for example, or the web page, and they want to put a lot of money into that? Maybe they're even a staff LSB member, and they have a job that's somehow connected to those possibilities. So who makes the ultimate decision? Now, Lonnie is suggesting that GMs go to him for some advice on these kinds of things, because it's kind of a sticky, you know, there can be accusations made by all kinds of people. People can say, well, you know, that GM is authoritarian, and the GM can feel that maybe there's some political maneuvering on the part of LSB members. So I think what we want to do is think of the best way for our budgets to be approved, in step by step in the process. And where does the CFO come around? Because nobody wants to be screwed. So, you know, maybe we do need to kind of have a subcommittee work on this. And so I'm looking for somebody to pose a solution to that. And when we come to the final sentence, I don't know if I think the ultimate decision maker is the PNB. It's not the LSB. If I understand this correctly, LSBs present their budget to the PNBs puts it in the major budget, and if there's a problem, the PNB is responsible for making it all work. So at that point, problems should be taken to the LSB, right? And the LSB can go to the CFO for advice. That's the way I see it. So I'm thinking that final sentence should read, the CFO and the ED may make recommendations to the PNB to make changes to the budget, but do not have the authority to change the budget without board approval. Once we've locked it in, and Dave was correct when he said, you know, you can be, you know, overspend in one category, underspend, but without going to the board for approval, like this big thing with this Spanish-speaking newscast could cost an additional, I don't know how many, $100,000. The board's ultimately responsible for that, so it needs to have an approval. If somebody came to us and said, we got to have that, it's us responsible for saying, get rid of A, you know, get rid of this category and put it into this. We don't want the CFO making that decision, and I don't think Lonnie wants to make that decision. Do you, Lonnie? So that's all I have to say.
Okay, we have Baruti and then Mark.
I heard Lonnie's concerns about the motion, but I don't think his concerns what Dave is trying to get to here. I don't think if Dave is successful, I don't think it precludes all of the issues that Lonnie raised. I think that what I'm understanding, and if I boil it down, is that the LSB submits a budget. They want that budget to get a full and complete hearing as they submit it to the PNB. Now, the National National Finance Committee can have their reservations. Lonnie can have their reservations. They can be different. They can be the same. We need to all bring those reservations to the PNB. But the LSB should have the right to come up with their budget. Now, if we have reservations, we as the NFC and the CFO, we should be able to convince the PNB that this is a bad budget. If we can't convince them that it's a bad budget, these other two entities, and the PNB approves it, then that's the budget. But
exactly.
They should be able to put forth their budget. And I think that if there's a problem with the budget between the CFO and the NFC, we can convince the PNB that this budget is not real. Or this, you know, whatever the problems are in there, I think Lonnie could probably convince us that there's a problem here. I don't see that being a problem in terms of us convincing the PNB or each other that there's a problem if there's a serious problem here, you know, a conflict of interest or whatever it might be. But I think what Dave is trying to get to, I don't see anything unreasonable here. The LSB puts forth a budget. Let that budget go to the PNB and let it stand on its own. And then if we disagree with certain items, we try to shoot it down. I mean, we should be able to come up with compelling reasons as to whatever differences we have. All he's saying is that whatever comes out of the LSB, which obviously is going to have, well, I won't say have the support of the GM or whatever, but either way, it's the LSB's budget. And since they have to approve it, let that go forward to the PNB, and then we'll. It needs to be dealt with at that point in time. I don't see any, and the issues that Lonnie's raised some good issues, but I don't see any of those precluding the LSB at least having the final say as to what's presented. I mean, they don't have the final say. The PNB is ultimately responsible for the entire foundation and its finances. So they've got to vote the budget up or down. But the LSB should have at least get a full hearing as to what they think should happen at their station, and I think that's what Dave is trying to get to.
Thank you.
Precisely.
Baruti, next we have Mark, and then Casey, then Dave.
And Lonnie.
And then Lonnie.
Okay. First of all, I mean, again, we're talking about the budget, not net actuals. One of the things Baruti just said, he said it's the LSB's budget, and it's not. And I think that's one of the problems. The budget that we have, first of all, a lot of people go into the creation of it, and I think that we have to remember that the LSB is a governance body, not the management. And so there is a role for the general managers and the business managers at stations working together with the national office in the crafting of a budget. The LSB doesn't sit down and just come up with the budget. Generally what happens is they're presented a budget from the business manager and the general manager and then make whatever changes or alterations that they would like to based on, you know, their priorities, et cetera, within the guidelines that have been established. For example, 1 month operating. If we're going to have that as a rule, which was approved by the board, then that's what it should be. And if the LSB decides, well, we don't want to do that, or the LSB decides that we want to reduce central services to 5%, even though there's a board a motion already in effect at 20%, then the LSB can't just do that and say, well, we're going to send it on to the PMB and only the PMB can change it. I think what that precludes is the back-and-forth process that's necessary in creating budgets. And the role that management also has to play in that, to go to the LSB and say, well, look, this is the problem with this particular vision. Because we've had problems with budgets before in terms of over-generous estimates of what revenues will be, and all the problems that the havoc that wrecks doesn't just wreck on that LSB or on that particular station. The ramifications go on throughout the network, and in fact, that's what we're going to deal with when we get off this item.